Rashi in Bezim Nalos, Mekomish Yesha. Baya said, you see from the Mishnah that there are different types of places. Shechalukim b'min hagam. There's different places which have a different hagam. V'nafke mina dehechad lo nehigi v'yachid. And therefore, in a place where in Yehuda itself they did not undertake the custom of Yehuda to be miyachad the chosan kala before the chuppah. Then Yochalitun, he's able to go to Bezim with a Tanis Psulim. Kiritanya, the Mekemes Mekemesh Yesh, the Brisa proves that there are different places. He says there were Shashrinim, which their purpose was Lamashmesh, the Fashresh, to check Lamashmesh and to touch. Through touch, patting down the Masayan. That they would check that they weren't trying to one undermine the other batarmis with some type of trickery. We don't want the man to destroy the mapa which has the dam psulim and replace it with a different one. Or she shouldn't bring in a map which has blood in it already from somewhere else. Now, obviously, Mokam Shinogo, the Mashmesh, Lenogo, the Yachid, in the night of the Chuppah, they already had beer before, so why should they do Mishmush? So the places which were doing Mishmush apparently had not allowed them to do Yichud beforehand. Deal with Mokam Shinogo, the Yachid, my Mishmush boy, Rein Shom. Tanis Psulim, there's no purpose of the doing Mishmush because we said there's no Tanis Psulim. The purpose of Mishmush is that the Tanis Psulim should be valid. Well, there's no Tanis Psulim anyway. So Mishmush is only relevant in the place that they had Tanis Psulim. Ama Behuda, Makomis, Makomis Yesh. Even in Yehuda itself, there were places which they were doing Mishmush, means they were not doing Yehud. So then it says, what's it going on? It's referring to when they were miyachid. So then it say if they were noig to be miyachid, so there's no tanis psulim. Not if they weren't noig. That's where they can't. So what's going on the sefer? So it's going on the sefer. Aminig the mishmush shashrinim, that the shashrinim would check him out. So loshen noig is going on the man. If he's not knowing like this, so then he can't tanis psulim. The issue is not him, right? The issue is if the father-in-law hasn't checked him out, so then the husband can't tanis psulim, because maybe he's done some trickery. The one who makes the claim is the husband. He doesn't do the mishmush on himself. What he needs is the viakala to make sure to check out the baal. Shloyabed is a psuleh, that he won't find some way to destroy the evidence of the psulim. Omishush vakala, shlotobi daminachutz, tada the baal. That which the kala might bring blood from somewhere else, that's the baal's job to check. So therefore, but if he wants a tana tada psulim, So the mission, the Brisa should say he can't tanis psulim unless the viakala checked him out. So not if he didn't do his thing. Behechi toni kol baal shloi nog mishmush. If the husband didn't do mishmush on the kala, then yochol didn't tanis psulim. Adarav b'kolshkin nimloi nog lemashmesh. If he didn't check her out. And they did check him out. I say the Yochalita, of course he could tie. So, and there was no psulim. He didn't even check her, and still there's no psulim. So, like, clearly there was no psulim. They checked him out. So, if he wasn't noyig to check her, he still had a psulim. So hachi boil the misni. So what the Brisa should say is not. So what does it mean? He doesn't have tanis psulim. He wasn't noyig to do his job. He doesn't have tanis psulim. Not true. What it should say is kol shalom mushmash eno yochalitun. The shema rov ibed. If he wasn't checked, we're afraid that he might have destroyed the evidence. Elamarava. So Baya says, it's going on the Reisha, and you say Kol Shanoag. Rava says it's going on the, he doesn't like that. So what it's saying is, Hi Kol Shanoag, I'm meaning the Galil Koi. It's not referring to Minigur, it's referring to Minigalil. The Tani of Reisha, Uba Galil, Lohoya Oisin came. In Galil, they weren't Miyachid. Valo Koi, then it says, Kol Shanoag, Kaminig Hazeb Galil. But if somebody would import to Galil the minig of Yehuda, said he can't say Tanis Shulam anymore. So if he wasn't knowing the proper minig of Galil, then he can't tie Tanis Shulam. Is that the Mishnah?
What?
Achas Amonas Yisrael, Achas Amonas Koyen, Kahanim, Ksuvos Amonas. Okay, so a woman who is a monas kohen means a woman who's an almana who is she's a bas kohen, she's a kohen. So even though she's from the family of kahanim, which were chashiv, she marries, she gets 100. Bezin shel kahanim hayigayvin the psula arba meyazus, but a bas kohen who would get married, they would demand that the ksuba should be, they would be knowing that they would set up that the ksuba should be four, she should get a ksuba 400. Well, the michel b'yadim chacham, the chacham did not stop them. Amon is kind of like Rashi. Amon a bas kain. It doesn't mean of the mona of a kain. It means the mona who she is a kain. She's a bas kain. Hayigar the b'sula bas kain kishenisis the kain. V'kol shein kishenisis the Yisrael. When she would get married, they would demand that her ksuba be 400 instead of 200. Zatimor Tana, Valmonas Kahanim, Ksubasim Asayim. So, if you can imagine that the ksuba for a psula baskayan was 400, they were knowing that Amona was a baskayan, she gave 200. But the Achas Amonas Yisrael, Achas Amonas Kahanim, Ksuvos Amon, it's only 100. So what's shot in the price? It says it's 200. Something more like this. Amar Rav Ashi, Shtei Tekanos Havu. There was really two stages of how they did it. Mikora Tik Tekino Lepsula Arba Meyazuz, that the Bezin Shel Kahanim instituted that for the Kahanim, the ksuba should be the psula baskayin, and she get 400. Well, almana mana, and a baskayin who's an almana should get 100. Now, kibin the chazu the mezalzali b'hu. If the ksuba is getting the psula is getting 400, and the mana is only getting a quarter of that, apparently she's really really damaged goods. So nobody wanted to marry them, or they would you marry them and divorce them easily because it was didn't they think it was such a chash of a thing? Sakinah and Mosan, so they moved it up to 200. Then they had a problem the other way. Kiman the chaz of the parshin minayu. Nobody wanted to marry them. The amri adin asminon amonas kahanim neizel benisa besula bas yisrael. Why should I marry amona, a woman who's been married before who's a bas kahin, when I can marry bas yisrael for the same price? Who's a besula? So adrinal mosel, they put it back to the amona of the kahin only getting 100. Now, when it says in the Mishnah that the Bezin Shel Kahanim would instituted 400, the point was that they didn't write it as a Tosefes Ksuba. They wrote it that this is the Chi. They wrote the 400 Zuz, the Chazil Chi that you're supposed to get for a Ksuba. I mean, you're not supposed to get 400 Zuz for a Ksuba. That's they were Masak, and that's 400 Zuz. Amar Yehuda Mishmol. Loi bezin shel kahanim b'vad amru, ela filo mishpachos miyuchosos b'Yisrael, in rotzolatzis gederach shel kahanim oisim. They're able to not write it as a language of Tosefis, but write it, this is that you deserve the chazalachi, that this is what you deserve to get. Okay, so that's a bechiddush. Meisvei. Haroitz alas is kederach shakhanim oisim. A person wants to do away the kohanim, do kohen bas Yisrael the kohen, ubas currently Yisrael. Oisin, then they're able to do it, but the brayse only allowed the case where there's a kohen involved. So bas is so the more the gemara is medayik, bas Yisrael the kohen ubas currently Yisrael who the ikat sat kohuna. There's some involvement of kohuna, then even though she's a bas Yisrael, She can demand a ksuba of 400. Avol bas Yisrael Yisrael. Loi, it cannot. And before it says mishpachas miyachasas can do exactly like the economies. They can always demand for their daughters 400, even bas Yisrael Yisrael. Samora says no. It's the other way around. Let me boy comer. It's a not only. Let me boy bas Yisrael Yisrael. When a bas Yisrael marries Yisrael, motzi omer law. The man has no claim to say, listen, you know, why should I pay so much money? You know, I moved you up in the world. Eluy kam alin anlich. I moved you up. So the mishpachas miyachasus could demand the ksuba 400. Abu bas Yisrael koyin. The motzi omer law. I'm going to pay you 400. What do you mean? You were zechut to marry a kohen. Aluyah kam elina lich. Emaloy, I would think over there that she can't demand the ksuba 400. Kamash malon that she could. And that's what the point of the brayse is. Sukh Rashi, shtet tekanas havu. There was two tekanas. La monobas kohen. There was two stages of how they processed the monobas kohen. So they instituted for the psula 400, or for the mono only 100. And they saw the mezal zelibahu balmonis by the case of the monos kalas beinem letzianim. They were people looked at it as easy to they weren't so afraid of divorcing them. In neshik subosin muetis wasn't so expensive. Tidalumas mosad. The Gnai Hoyolan, it was not. So one says by every case of a mona who's a bas Yisrael, but by a mona bas Koyan that she should be comes from a chasher family and that she's divorced easily, it's more embarrassing. Abish amonas Yisrael nami ksubosin mona miu kahanim chashivi tvei. But Gnai Hoyolan girushay benoseyan yersim Yisrael. A chosh of a family that somebody in the family gets divorced is more embarrassing than if a less chosh of a family gets divorced. Okay. So Rashi learns that the problem was Mazal Zibahu was never get divorced. Tosis learns not like this. Tosis learns that the issue was that Chatzkil, nobody wanted to marry them. They, you know, they looked at, you know, says, well, how many daughters you got? I got two daughters, one's a mono, one's but she's worth 400, she's only worth 100. So that undermined the value of people's eyes.
Wouldn't you want to marry the Basil anyways? Regardless of the cost.
Yeah, but cost is a consideration. I like to buy a bigger house also, but cost is a consideration. Okay. So that was a little bit of a lighter piece of Gemara. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Hanois is a Isha, will a Motzel of Suman. Person does Erisin, does Nesuin, and there's no Psulim, and that's not debatable. That's what, you know, nobody's debating the fact that she didn't have Psulim. He was Eris, and the more quoted this before. Yes, it's true that I have no pesulim. Mishe restarin enasti, ministapcha sudeu. She says it happened after the erison. So the moment, the definition of the mechotos is totally in the moment of erison. At the moment of erison, she's a psuli. He married the psuli he's supposed to get. Afterwards, an earnest happened to her. and her psulim were lost. So that's your mazel, mazel chogarim. Your field got washed out. I'm your field. Something happened to your field. It's your mazel. Vu oimer loyki not so. Ela achalay erastich. It happened before the erasin. Vahoya mechi mechatos, and therefore my mecha was a mechatos. I'm not mechuyev 200. The pasuk might be mechuyev 100. That was the mechuyev we had before. If he marries her becheses psula, and him says beula, does she get a money? Does she get nothing? That was the mechuyev we had before. But it's definitely not chayev 200. He's arguing. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amrim Nemena. She wins. She gets her 200. Yeshua Amr. Yeshua says she's not believed, and Yeshua uses an idiom, a phrase, and he says this, we're not living based on her words, you know, relying on what she says is a very bad way to live. But rather, we have to assume that she was really a Bula before the Erison, and she fooled him, so there was a Tos over here, unless she can prove what she's saying. Okay, now the question is, Yeshua Lachar is right, he's the Muchzik. He has the money, and he's saying, you know, prove that I have to pay. So Yeshua says, you're right, why should I? Until she can prove her point, he holds on to the money.
She's Muchzik in the star.
Even though you're muksak in a star, but the star is not the nechosim. Right? He's saying that the star was written improperly, and you know you have no right to collect with the star. And I have the nechosim. Prove that the star is valid, and we'll collect it. So what's shot in Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Eliezer? So the more assumes that Rashi. The menis kasachodaitoch mishum the bori b'shem aboriyodiv, because we have this mchoikas and shas in multiple places. The bori is going to discuss it over here. The man can't say for sure he knows what happened. Right? The woman's saying, "I'm telling you, I know what happened. You know, it happened to me. I was there, and I'm telling you what happened 3 months after the erison." He says, "Oh no, maybe it happened before." So that's a great conversation. So she's bori. He's muksik, but he's a shem. He's saying, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe. And she's saying, no, it's not true. I definitely have a right. So now, it's much more liberaya, but on the other hand, he's not tengatana's bori. And in general, we find that the concept of chazaka, the Mora says in the Chesed about it, kol chazaka sheni mataina ain't a chazaka. A person can have the most wonderful chazak in the world, but he says, but I'm not sure that I really deserve it. That undermines his claim. So the Mora right now is going to assume that the logic of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer is that even a person is a muksuk, but he was saying a tana shema, kenega, the other person is saying a tana bori, barba shema, bori out, if the bori wins. A razor of a cheskus. We have to assume that the bia was before the erison, and there was a tos over here. So something more, itmar. We have this machlokes amaroyim. One of the biyotcha v'lo armor any day. So the tveya says a tanas bori. I know that I lent you a mana, and the nitva says I'm not sure. I don't remember. I don't remember if I ever borrowed the money. Now, there is a Mishnah in Baba Kama, all the way at the end, that says, if the person is any day in Paraticha, he's chayiv. I agree that I borrowed the money. I agree that I was in a state of chiyuv. I don't remember if I paid. So then he has to pay. Because there's a chesed chiyuv, there's an assumption of chiyuv over there. He has responsibility to prove that he's discharged his responsibilities. But the Ritom over here says, I don't remember if I lent you, a mono 3 months ago. So I don't remember. Maybe no. I can't remember whether I borrowed the money or not. She's not sure if he ever became a chayiv. So what's the law? So Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri, chayiv. Bori v'shema, bori yadif. So the bori wins, even though the shema is the muksik. But Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon Amri, Potter, even though the it's a Bori B'Shem, but it's a Mechaber L'Baraya. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayev, Bori B'Shem, Bori Yadav, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon Amri, Potter, Ukim Amad B'Ches is more. We keep the money by the Muxik. Okay. Okay. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, "Ha the Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda would say Bori B'Shem Bori Yadav. Really, it's the Shmuelhi. Really, they got it back to the generation of Shmuel. Said it already. The first generation Amara. That's not." In the Mishnah later on, Gimel Amud Aleph, Ha'isim Uberis, this woman is not in the context of marriage. She became pregnant. Well, she came pregnant. She had bia with a man. What is her status? Who was this gentleman that she had bia with? Is she kosher the kahuna still or not? What's the situation with this child? How did you become pregnant? And she says, "Meish ploni b'kayinu." It was from so and so who's a kayin, which means he's a kosher, and there's no therefore having bia outside of marriage doesn't make her pasul lakuna. Having bia with a man which is pasul, goy, an eved, a mamzer, someone she'd be also to have bia with, that would make her pasul lakuna. She says no. The child is kosher, and the father was kosher. I'm still kosher. The kuna, the child was kosher. Everything is wonderful. So what's the law? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amr Nemanis. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she's believed, and Meshua says she's not. The same machloikas, the same protagonist, the machloikas. So that's in the Mishnah later on. Vamar of Yehuda Meshmul. Halacha Karama Gamliel. We believe we pass on Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer that she's believed. V'amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda the Rav Yehuda. Then Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda. I'm not sure if that was Rav Yehuda's. I don't think it was Rav Yehuda's son. Shinano. So Shinano was a title which was known. Rav Yehuda was known as Shinano. Shinano means the sharp one. And you told us that the loch is not only is the loch that Shmuel said the loch is like Rav Gamliel in the case over here, which is the question of Isser and Heter, but also in the first case where it's a case of Mominus, then there's an issue of Motzim Mechavele Baraya, still we pass like Rav Gamliel that she wins. My afrishayna. What does it mean? Avagav diikul amemra ukimana becheskes mar. Even though you could say you should, there's an added element of hamotzi mechavele baraya. Still, she wins. Okay. Omer gamliel bori adif. That's what Shmuel, Rav Yehuda and Shmuel say. So Abai says to Rav Yosef. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, which are saying that Bori Adav, really they got it from Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, but he was at the time of Rav and Shmuel. And really, they got this from Shmuel that Bori Adav. So it comes out Lema Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Damri Kiri Rav Gamliel, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Damri Kiri Yeshua. So really, what it boils down to is this. But going back to our Mishnah. Rav Gamliel Shita is Bori Adav, and Rishua says not La Bori Adav. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say Bori Adav, they're saying they're passing like Rav Gamliel. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon are saying La Bori Adav, are saying like Rav Yeshua. That's what should come out. Okay. So Amalach Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says Bori B'Shem Alav Bori Adav. Says, I can still accept Rav Gamliel's din over here that she wins. So the question is, why should she win? the husband's the muchzik. Your whole lab bar yadav. So why should she win? Anod the amri afilo k'Rabbi Gamliel. I accept Rabbi Gamliel's. I can accept Rabbi Gamliel's position as well. Why? Ad kam l'kamer Rabbi Gamliel hotz. Now Rabbi Gamliel said that she's believed. El dikamigu. Ablahacha my migu ika. She has to her advantage. She could argue. Now, we'll get involved in what type of migul that is. So if you hold like a mayor, that's a great migul. Because Mukazetz gets 200. So instead of fighting with him and saying when it happened, you just say Mukazetz on it. So now, every migul. The normal migu, the pshat is that the taina which was not said, which could have been said, would win halachali and bezdin. So we say, what's going on? The fellow didn't say the taina which wins. Why didn't he say the taina which wins? So the three possibilities. One possibility is he didn't think of it. One possibility is he thought of it. He knows that it wins. And he decided to throw the case. One possibility is that he didn't say it because he wants to say the truth. Well, you say the first one didn't think of it; they thought of it. People, when it comes to the money, they're fairly intelligent. Actually, there's a tumim which says in Kol Migul, but if it's quite a very uncommon case, only Talmud Chacham would know. So there's no Migul for Namoritz. He didn't realize that there's such a title. But in the average case, people could come up with it. That the person should knowingly decide to lose the case, knowing that he could win it, and say, "Oh, the taina," that's not logical. So what are you left with? The only you're left with is probabilities are he chose the weaker taina, because that's the truth. But over here, why does Mukazetz win any better than Nistap Sadeyu, the half Mishra Sadeyu Nasti? So Rashi Zayin Echonami doesn't really win. But it definitely saves... There's an advantage to that taina, in like here she's undermining her status. She's admitting through Aynas that she became a man that had beer with her. That's quite an embarrassing statement. So why would she say that if she could say Mukazetz ani? So even though winning in Bezin, there's no mile of one over the other, but there's clearly the stamp of truth over here, because why would she say she had beer with a man? Okay, with the noyness. But she could have said Mukazetz ani. Okay.
Is it a grounds for divorce?
What?
Some man was ma'anis or...
No. I mean, you have to pay k'suba. You can divorce or
right.
Pay k'suba.
Right, he has to make suva, but I'm saying, does he have the right to be megarish?
Well, but didn't the Gemara make him megarish? He's a bal korcho, he can do whatever he wants.
Right, but he doesn't need any grounds at all.
Well, I mean, we discourage it unless there's a valid reason, but the Mikra, then he can do whatever he wants.
Right, but so this, I mean, this...
We would not consider that a valid reason to divorce. But it's still uncomfortable.
Right, but if he really could do it, for any reason, then she's got to be concerned about whether he's going to be with an Irish.
Right, so then Mukazetz is a much better...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So she could have said Mukazetz on the, and she says that Mishra is not in a nasty. It has the stamp of truth. So Zok, Rav Gamliel, in that situation... where there's a migu, she wins. One shot. I will hachem my migu in the case of the person says one of the biyotra, and he says any yodeo, there's no migu over there, right? So you say, well, one of the biyotra, he could have said something else instead. Well, what could he have said?
200.
Right. There's no more stamp of truth. He decided, he wants to push his luck on what she can lie. That's all it says. It doesn't. There's no stamp of truth in that. Inami. Or Rav Nachman says that the reason why Rav Gamliel would say that she wins with a Tainas Shema, a Tainas Bori against his Shema, even though Bori Meshema is Lav Bori Adar, is Ad Kan Lekamer Gamliel Hasim Al Darmin and Ukma Chazaka. Because against his Chesed Momin, she has a Chazaka. She started out as a Psula, right? And we're saying that something happened which changed her status of a Psula. So the general rule by Chazaka is that it changes, we assume status quo until we know for sure that something happened. So Chazaka does two things. One thing Chazaka does, it tells me if I'm not aware of any change, I assume there's no change. So I checked the mikvah 3 weeks ago and it had the right amount of water in it. Well, maybe the mikvah lost its water. I have no reason to believe the mikvah lost its water, so I assume the mikvah is kosher. I don't know for sure. I haven't checked the mikvah recently, but I checked it 3 weeks ago and it was fine. A woman's married to a kohen and she's eating chuma, and her husband goes off to work. She's having her chuma sandwich for lunch. Maybe her husband dropped dead at work, and you know, now she can't eat chuma anymore. Well, she has a chesed kohen. He was alive in the morning. I have no reason to believe that he's not alive anymore. Okay, that's one din chazaka tells me. But over here, that's not relevant because over here, clearly she changed. The question is, when did it happen? So chazaka has a second power to tell me that if it happened, it happened later rather than earlier. So I checked the mikvah 3 weeks ago, and it was mole. I checked the mikvah today, it's missing. So I want to know what's the status of the tefillah which happened yesterday. Well, maybe the water went under the kosher level 2.5 weeks ago. Well, maybe it happened 5 minutes ago. Chazaka tells me it happened later rather than earlier.
Would that be the case if you had a logical reason to deduce?
Yeah, there are cases where the more gets involved in that because against that he has a cheskes tumah, so you have a chazaka another way. So the more I talked about the idea, it might slowly diminish as opposed to a sudden diminish. But there is a general concept that chazaka could tell me something happened later. So in certain cases of treifas, so Moran Chulin talks about, we'll get to it, right? So you milked the cow and you made cheese. So cheese and now lasts for quite some time. Later on you chef the animal and you find that the animal is a treifa. So the animal is a treifa, we have a problem because the milk of a treifa is treif. So maybe the animal is treif when you made the cheese 6 months ago. But the other hand, the animals start out not being treifas. You know, if it's a treifa, which clearly was something which happened to the animal, there was a chazaka, it wasn't born like that, it didn't have a nail in its lung, So it happened later rather than earlier. Chazaka will tell me it happened later after you made the cheese. So the cheese is still kosher. So chazaka can tell me it happened later. So the chazaka wants to, I want to know, when did this act change of her being a psula? She was born a psula. That's not the question, right? So at some point it changed. Chazaka tells me it changed later rather than earlier. But in the case of Manu Biyotka, there's no Chazaka supporting his claim. Okay. Moore says, Moore says that this answer that Rav Nachman gave is Bistarbert. It is correct to accept these arguments. Why? The Rav Nachman could come out like Rabbi Gamliel. Deem Kane, because if you wouldn't say that, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, we'd end up with a stira in the rules of Psak. Why the Kaim Alon Hilchasa and Rav Nachman and Bedini? So we have a Chogas in Rav Nachman against Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rav Nachman when it comes to Dini Momenis. So he passed in Borb Shema Lav Bori Aleph. We have a Masara that we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. So if we don't give this answer, we're going to have a major headache. So it must be that these ideas that Rabbi Nachman is saying, that he could agree with Rabbi Gamliel, are correct, either because of the Migu or because of the Chazak. Okay. When we get to the sugya later on in the seventh parak, we will discuss. So what we're saying over here is that Migu is going to allow her to collect, or Chazaka is going to allow her to collect. So that's a little bit problematic, because it's a Migu Lahoitzi. And do we accept the Migu Lahoitzi? So that's one question. The second question is, we have a rule, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. You have a Rove versus a Chazaka, Rove wins. Now, can Rove be Motzi Mamon? So Rav says, I'm sorry. Shmuel says, Rav says, you can rely on a Rav to Motzi Mamon. Shmuel says, you can't. We pass him like Rav and Shmuel, like Shmuel Badini. It comes a moment that he passed like Shmuel. So we pass him, Rav cannot be Motzi Mamon. So how in the world can you tell me, we know Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif, Rav is better than Chazaka, and Rav can't be Motzi Mamon. So how can I say Chazaka can be Motzi Mamon? So what's from Nachman's there is that Chazaka is Motzi Mamon over here. The reason why Motzi Mamon is because of the Chazaka. But we know Chazaka can't be Motzi Mamon. So there's a sugya later on in the seventh parak which discusses a similar issue over here of using Chazaka to Motzi Mamon. And there the Mora talks about a difference in concept between a Chazaka called a Chesed Aguf and a Chazaka in Din. That one is discussing a chazaka in a physical reality. One is talking about a chazaka in din. The person was tamei. The person was she's motari chum. She's also chum. We're discussing din, right? The person, but that's one type of chazaka. So the status quo of the halacha remains the same. There's also chazaka that the we're discussing the physical reality of the goof. It's a chesed of goof. The reality of the goof is she's a psula. We don't did a change, physical change take place to the body. So we're going to differentiate in the sugya over there between a chesed a goof and a chesed a chazaka about isurim. That a chesed a goof is stronger. And the Yeshua says over there, and we'll come out actually that a chesed a goof versus a roi, because that chesed a goof would win. That's this gemara. And the more we're here saying chazaka, chesed a goof, kumatimam. So it means that Chesed Aguf is stronger than a Rav. So Chesed Aguf versus a Rav. Chesed Aguf actually would win, not with the rule of Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif, but Chesed Aguf would be Adif than a Rav. In regards to Migul Lahoitzi, the Gemara does not discuss the issue, but there is an advantage over here because, like what Russell was saying, is she's coming in with a shtar. She's coming in with a document that she has a shibu. The Miga is just substantiating her shtar, and now she collects with her shtar. So even if you say Miga lohitz l'arina, but a Miga to be machzik a shtar, and then they collect with a shtar, Tosfos says you could say. Okay, let's see Rashi. So in the case of the person is one of the biyotchabal and the problem is any adaya. So we have a chlokas that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say chayiv l'shalim. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say potim l'shalim. Now, kumokum mashina le shuas hasis shekenu kedemora shein adaya shu chayiv. So the same way in the case of a person is a kar for a kol. You owe me $100. No, I don't. He has to swear Shuas Hesses. He doesn't know. Over here, he will swear Shuas Hesses that he doesn't know. He can't swear he doesn't know, because maybe he does. But he can swear that he really means what he's saying. He really believes what he's saying. He doesn't know. So he'll have to swear that he doesn't know. By a Shuah Deraisa, you cannot swear any Yedea. Shuas Hesses is a Shuah Derabanan. And any day is we can make a shuas hesed. You have to swear any day. The rice, there's no thing to saying any day, swearing any day. I mean, the person swears. There's three shuas the rice. There's a shuas smarter mixes. Ruben says, "You owe me $100." Says, "No, I only owe you 50." So he has to swear another 50. He says, "I'm not sure about the other 50." So, buddy, if you're not sure, if you don't swear, you have to pay. You can't swear because you have to swear that you don't know. You don't know. So loch is v'tosh ani yochel lishov v'mashalim. You can't swear. You have to pay. Shua said echad. You owe me $100. No, I owe you nothing. And Eid Echad says he owes him 100. So he has to swear against Eid Echad. He doesn't swear against Eid Echad, he has to pay. So I'm not sure. So if you're not sure, you got to pay. Shuas HaShomrim. Person says, you know, swear that you weren't Persheya. I'm not sure if it wasn't Persheya. Well, if you're not sure, you're going to have to, you can't swear, you have to pay. So Shuas HaRaisa, you can't swear any of the day. But Shuas HaShomrim, you can swear any of the day. So we have the Mishnah later on. He says Ish Pani B'Kayin. Rashi is clever. Miyuchazul. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a Kayin. It just means that he's a documentally kosher person. I know what it was. I had beer with somebody, but you know, I checked him out beforehand. You know, and I know he's a kosher person. So there's no question of yichud in regards to my status lakuna. I'm kosher lakuna. My child is kosher. So Gamliel says she's believed, and Shmuel says he passed like Rabbi Gamliel, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda that you quoted to us that we passed him like Shmuel, even in the first Mishnah, pre-Shana, she got me tvias ksuva. So what's the chiddush of that? Because over here you could argue uki ksuva achas kosa. Aches is about. You could argue that the Baal is muksik, and still we pass it like regular meal that he has to pay. So Abai says, Rav Yosef, achinami, gabi manali biyotla, iklamim ranami ukum manali bechesis mori upotu. And we don't say that. We say Bori Rishav and Bori Adif. So we see not like Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon. So Rav Nachman said back that that's not true. Over here, Rav Gamliel only said it's a lacha because it's in conjunction with either a migu or with a chazak. El dika migu. Gagoy Mishav Sanin and Nasti. Now, the next Mishnah has her actually claiming Mukazates. And there again, we have the Chalukas whom Rabbi Gamliel says that she wins. And Rav Shua says, no. So, Rav Shua says, the man saying, maybe not, maybe it was because of a man. They're arguing in that situation. Their argument, she says, you know what, it happened before the marriage, but it was Mukazates. And he says, maybe or not, maybe it was Jerusha's Ish. And Rav Gamliel says, she wins. Yeshua says that she doesn't. So what's the migo over there? Right? What could she have said better over there? So both of these scenarios, both of the Mishnah and Yubez and Bez, and the first Mishnah Yigilam and Aleph, which are Dini Momenus cases, there's a migo. The boy, if she wished, Tana Taina Malia, so she could have said a better Taina. May half than the one she's saying. So in regards to the Mishnah Yud Beis and Beis, Mishir Sanin Nasti, Havi Tainas Mukaz Eitz, Tainam Al Yisro. Mukaz Eitz is a much better Tainam. Leposa Nafshi Mikuhuna. Because the law is, Abbas Yisro, which is Nansa, the same way Abbas Kayan, a woman who's married to a Kayan, even if she was nanas, she's also to her husband. Whereas a woman who's married to Yisrael, who's nanas, is not also to her husband. If her husband dies, she can't marry a kohen, because that bia which happened by is under, in her marriage makes her pasul lakuna. So by saying mishar nananasi, she makes herself pasul lakuna. She puts a status of psul on herself. Mukazeis doesn't put any psul on her at all. Vekamra nanasti misher estani, vekam mifsla nafsha, and she makes herself possible. They should Israel should nansa a sur lakayin.
Is that true even for Ibnuya?
No, only unless it was a man who was possible. Right, but since it's in marriage, the bia is a bia which is a man which is also to her. So it's a bia sister. So bia sister puts a status of psul on her. So shamin a kushta kamra. So she could have said Mukazait, and she says, Mishra Sanin and Asti, why'd you do that? It has a stamp of truth. Now, what about the case where she's Mukazait Sani? Gabihia Maris Mukazait Sani. Now, she's saying, listen, he's saying, before the marriage, I believe you were with a man. She says, no, it was Mukazait. It happened, you know, when I was 10 years old. Why'd she say that? She was a Mukazait Sani Tatecha. Mugel's eight before the marriage, according to the Bone, only gets 100. Mugel's eight, Taktecha, gets 200. So why should you say Mugel's eight before the marriage? So according to the Chachamim, Mukazet Tachtecha is a much better time. So why should you say that? So even though regards to believability, normally the Taina which you, could have been said would actually win a Bezdin. Over here, we said winning a Bezdin, there's no mile over one Taina over the other. But at the end of the day, the argument, there's still a stamp of proof, the stamp of truth to it, because like, but she could have set a taina, which is a better taina, regards to what she should get. My migo, we could have why should, where there's no migo to make him be believed. Okay, let's hold Rashi here. I'll pick up on Monday. It's a Monday, even though it's Labor Day.